Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Milazzo. Cambridge 105
Radio. And on the Monday morning, we'll have our regular chat with Phil Rogers, who's been crunching the numbers once more on what's happening as far as COVID infections are going in the city. Morning to you, Phil.
Good morning, Julian.
So, overall, what's been happening over the past week or so?
Well, there's a pretty clear picture of what's going on at the moment, and it's very dramatic depending on which age group you're in. So if you're in the 10 to 14 age group, in other words, sort of the younger secondary school pupils, then cases have really been shooting up for that group. But for everybody else, they're pretty much flat. So we are seeing quite a bit of transmission in the schools. But for the rest of the city, at the moment at least, it's not too bad.
And there's quite a bit of a difference, isn't it, between the 10 to 14 age group and the city population as a whole. It's almost as if, I don't know, every classroom in the county is infected in some way.
Well, I wouldn't necessarily say every classroom, but the rate amongst that particular age group is about 10 times higher than it is for the rest of the city. So in terms of the number of people who've had a positive test in a week, it's for the 10 to 14 year olds, it's about 1 in 60 of them, whereas for the rest of the city, it's about 1 in 600. And the actual number of cases will certainly be higher than that as well, because not everybody who's infected at any particular point has had a test, but probably many of them have in schools.
That is quite interesting. In fact, so it's a huge number amongst the 10 to 14 year olds. These are the children who have not yet been vaccinated, of course. Is that basically saying that if none of us were still vaccinated, like that's how sort of out of control the virus still is out there, were it not for the vaccination rollout?
Yes, well, I think you can definitely see the difference. If you look at the next age group up, the 15 to 19s, they are up a little bit, but it's by a much lower amount than the younger age group. So I do think we are seeing the effect of the vaccine there. And obviously, 12 pluses are starting to be vaccinated now, but it's going to take a while for that.
That's one of the things that jumps out for me. You know, the stat is amongst 10 to 14-year-olds, but actually it's the over 12s who are the ones who are going to be vaccinated. And I think it's been suggested that you know, the younger age group, the primary school children, it doesn't, in the way they always, you know, seem to run around with a runny nose at the best of times, that, you know, COVID doesn't really seem to affect them. So for all we know, they have the virus right now. They're not really being tested. They're, you know, brushing it off as something or other, but passing it on to their older brothers and sisters.
It's possible. The numbers for the 5 to 9 year olds are actually down over the last week. So such tests as there are, they're falling. But I don't think we necessarily need to be too terribly concerned about this at the moment, because there is good news as well, which is that the number of people in hospital has continued to fall, and that's kind of really what we want to see. So last week we had a little bit of a blip and it went up a bit, but this week it's back going down again, which is good news.
And what are the parts of the city which are, you know, predominantly affected right now? And I know this does vary a little bit, but as we've said, the students are coming back in force this week, carrying sofas down the various streets. What's happening in as far as the districts in Cambridge are concerned?
So recently we've had a bit of a spike in Trumpington, and they're still fairly high there, but that does seem to have stopped going up at least, so hopefully we'll see that coming back down. And just at the moment it's Petersfield and Abbey that are where cases are rising, so I don't know how that correlates to the population of school children, but I imagine there's some connection there.
Yes, I was trying to think, really, of Petersfield, of course, is where our studios are based, and there are a few schools here. I'm just trying to think where the boundaries are, but no, I'm not, take me too long to work that one out. Well, as always, Phil, thank you very much for running us through those numbers, and we'll speak to you again 7 days from now.
Okay, thanks very much.
We're live and local
across the day. Cambridge 105 Radio.